As a result of this investigation, staff proposes 19 findings. Finding number one, the stretch duct sevens, propulsion, steering, and bilge systems operated normally and thus were not factors in this accident. Neither alcohol nor other impairing drugs were factors in this accident, finding number two. Finding number three, on the day of the accident, the National Weather Service accurately forecasted and issued timely notifications of a severe thunderstorm that would impact the accident location. Finding number four, Ride the Ducks did not effectively use all available weather information to monitor the approaching severe weather and assess the risk it posed to its waterborne operations. Number five, Ride the Ducks should have suspended waterborne operations for the Stretch Duck 7 and the other last tours of the day in anticipation of imminent severe weather. Finding number six, Ride the Ducks should have had specific guidance for the operations team to determine when to suspend waterborne operations due to approaching severe weather, parentheses, a go, no-go policy. Finding number seven, it is likely that the captain believed he could safely complete the waterborne portion of the tour before the thunderstorm arrived. Number eight, the captain's decision to head toward the exit ramp when encountering the severe weather was appropriate. Finding number nine, initial water ingress to the Stretch Duck 7 was likely from waves rolling over the air intake hatch's spring-loaded damper and intermittently opening it, thereby allowing water into the engine compartment. Finding number 10, the rapid sinking of the Stretch Duck 7 resulted from uncontrolled progressive flooding due to a lack of subdivision. Finding 11, had the Coast Guard implemented safety recommendation M-02-1 to require sufficient reserve buoyancy through passive means, the Stretch Duck 7 likely would not have sunk. Finding number 12, the Stretch Duck 54 was able to exit the lake while exposed to the same conditions as the Stretch Duck 7 due to the increased freeboard, greater reserve buoyancy, and a securable bow hatch that prevented the ingress of water. Finding 13, when the vessel sank, the closed starboard side curtain aboard the Stretch Duck 7 impeded egress and likely resulted in additional fatalities. Finding number 14, donning life jackets on the Stretch Duck 7 while fitted with an overhead canopy would have created an impediment to escape, would have increased the risk of persons being entrapped, and could have resulted in additional fatalities. Finding number 15, the actions of the crew and passengers aboard the showboat Branson Bell prevented more fatalities. Finding 16, the response by emergency services was timely and effective. Finding number 17, improved training is needed for small passenger vessel operators on rivers routes to recognize and better understand weather conditions. Finding 18, Navigation and Vessel Inspection Circular, parentheses NVIC 1-01, did not effectively address the NTSB's 2002 recommendation M02-2 to require the removal of or via Coast Guard's approval of fixed canopies and consequently likely increased the number of fatalities. And finding 19, Navigation and Vessel Inspection Circular NVIC 101 does not account for circumstances found in the Stretch Duck 7 accident, including operations during approaching severe weather and emergency egress during rapid sinking, and should be updated to provide guidance accordingly.